Well, everybody, welcome to episode 274 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of volleyball here in a little bit, but right now my first guest is a realtor at Coldwell Banker, and she's been a frequent guest on the podcast. She is Rhonda Dix. Rhonda, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me again, Dan.
Hey, you bet. Well, of course, today is 9/11. You know, do you remember what you were doing 23 years ago on that fateful morning?
Believe it or not, I've got a pretty good memory. I know it was Tuesday, and I was coming home, I'm assuming from the gym or somewhere, walked in, and turned on the TV and to the Today Show. I just caught a glimpse, and I'm like, is this real? Like, I mean, I saw the second planes and stuff crashing into the towers, and I mean, just chaos breaking out, and I just was permanently glued to the TV from that moment on. But I remember my dad giving me a phone call saying that they had routed President Bush over near off at Air Force Base in Bellevue, Nebraska, and just different things that were going on, and yeah, kind of surreal.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't have a great story or anything, but I was taking my son to childcare that morning, and I heard on the radio they said, "Oh, it appears that, you know, like a plane went into the World Trade Center." And I was picturing like a 4-seat little plane. I thought, "Oh, maybe that wouldn't do much damage or anything." And then by the time I got home, and I turned on the TV, then I just saw that,
you know, commercial airliner.
All heck was breaking loose. Yeah, I probably stayed glued to the TV for a week. I mean, that was just crazy.
But we grew up in airline family, so you know, anything with planes was fascinating. But just to watch that, it was just so much disbelief.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's cover a little more lighthearted topic. Did you watch the big game on Saturday?
You know, I did. I watched the second half. Something about college football on Saturdays. Of course, I was out running some errands, and I love to have the game on in the car. And like I said, I didn't think it was going to look very promising for the Cyclones. Believe it or not, I thought it was going to, you know, Hawkeyes were going to run away with it. And then by the time I got home and, you know, settled in and started watching, I'm like, wow, I mean, this is an unexpected outcome there again, too. But I'd love to see both teams. I'm a Husker, so, of course, my game was on later that evening. But, again, I love both of those teams and when they're playing one another. I'm an alma mater at Iowa State, though, so pulling a little bit for the red.
Did you see the Husker fans' reaction to the game-winning
kick? I did. Yeah. I did. They were pretty excited. My nephew actually had tickets over at the game on Saturday and was checking in with me and telling me what a great time he was having prepping for the night game over in Lincoln. And like I said, that was a one-of-a-kind experience for him, too. So.
Yeah, I was actually originally planning to go to the Nebraska game this weekend because they play Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
There's a couple of Ankeny kids that play for Northern Iowa. I don't know how much they're going to play, but I plan to go over there because we got some family over there, too. But then this benefit bike ride I was telling you about off-air is also this weekend. And I missed it last year to go to the football game out in Ohio, so I don't want to miss the bike ride again, so I'm going to do that.
Well, and you don't want to discount you and I either. Yeah. Like I said, a lot of people I know we're making some strides with the Huskers, and it's kind of fun to see some wins in our category again. But at the same time, it's like you just never know what's going to come out of a game.
Oh, you don't. My wife and I went downtown to watch the game on Saturday. We went, there was like a tailgate party in that Coles Commons area, and it was such a beautiful day. They had a nice crowd there, and that would have been fine, but it was a little hard to see one of the screens just because of the glare off, you know, the sun. And then there were so many people there that it was kind of hard to get like a drink or something to eat. So then we ended up going over to Heston House. We watched the rest of the first half there, and it did not look promising at all for Iowa State. So we come home, and I couldn't believe how that game ended.
No, and then it just kind of parlayed into some Sunday games too, to watch some NFL games and to watch some of the former Cyclone and Hawkeyes playing one another too. So yeah, it's been a pretty good week of football.
Oh, for sure. It's funny you use the word parlay because I actually hit a parlay on that game. So.
There we go.
Well, hey, let's talk a little bit of real estate. You haven't been here for a little while. You know, what's new in your world?
Well, I think my cohort, Tiffany Rummel here, was here with you a few weeks ago, and we had just come off a really cool realtor event on a Wednesday, and here we are again Wednesday. We tried to raise some money along with our builder for Candid Cancer and their big fundraiser that's coming up in October, and You know, we had some very generous local realtors between them as well as our builder match. We raised over $4,000 to donate to Candy Cancer. So
oh, wow.
That was a feel-good moment. Also gave us an opportunity to show off some beautiful homes that are now complete and buyer ready. At that time, we had five completed for people to tour, and one of those is getting ready to close here this next week. And then, of course, we still have other stuff under construction, too. So, yeah, now's a great time. They say there's the perfect week in the year to buy a home, and they're saying that's September 29th through October 5th. It's the best time for the buyers in the market.
Why is it?
Well, we're waiting for some news regarding some interest rates here this next week, too, but we have been seeing those trending down the last few weeks. But also there's going to be an uptick in the amount of inventory that's available on the market for buyers to choose from. A lot of the buyers that were, had their sights set on homes, for the summer buying season, they're already settled based on being back into school. So again, the competition backs off a little bit too, but at the same time, there's still more inventory to choose from. And then those people that are actively trying to get their homes on the market before the holidays, it's go time. So. Yeah, it ends up being kind of a perfect storm with what's going on.
Do you know what the current inventory number is for the Yankton area?
Off the top of my head, no. I wish I should be able to tell you that. I know we're still low for inventory. I know that there has been a little bit more new construction available. Still the used or the existing homes have been on the lower side of things. Have a lot of fence sitters, and you can't blame them. I know people are talking about the election. People are talking about what interest rates are going to do next week. People are talking about a market crash. People are talking about what if there's a recession. Unfortunately, even during recession years, you don't necessarily see prices going down. But again, rates have been trending downward, and even with the expected rate cut with the Federal Reserve next week of about 25 basis points, some of that's already bled through to the mortgage rates that we're seeing right now. So, I think people are expecting to see just rates drop. The Federal Reserve does not actually set mortgage rates, but they tend to follow one another. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. We have some people that, again, right now it's payment driven. If you can afford the payment, sometimes getting in with less competition, we're seeing people able to negotiate a little bit more on home sales and get them a few more concessions. If rates truly drop, you're going to see a feeding frenzy again with fewer homes and buyers paying above the asking price and foregoing home inspections and appraisals and some of the madness that we saw during the pandemic.
Well, I'll leave you with this. Last time you were here, we talked about those changing rules with the commissions for the realtors.
Yeah.
And you're preparing some of your clients for that. How's that been going now that it's been going on for a while?
It's been really interesting. I have not seen a single seller of mine yet say that they're not willing to participate in a buyer's compensation. They want to be seen by the most eyes, and they want the most realtors in front of them showing and selling their home. Yes, of course, commissions are negotiable, but they want to sweeten the pot. So I have not had a single seller back down against paying, a commission or including that up front. There's a few more phone calls going on. Realtors are reaching out, asking ahead of time. Again, not all sellers are offering compensation. I have a client of mine that they're paying my professional fee out of their own pocket. And they felt that my services were rendered and just like any other professional, and they didn't want to forego it alone. So.
Sure.
Anyway.
Well, I know you usually give your phone number off at the end here, and I should know it by now. Do you want to give it out again?
Sure. My phone number is 515-975-3735, or I'm at Coldwell Banker here at Ankeny.
All right, Rhonda, thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, in a little while, maybe I'll be visiting with Ankeny Centennial volleyball coach Jessica Reinhart, and one of her top players. But right now, we're going to start on the south side of town. My first guest is a senior middle hitter for Ankeny, and she has helped the Hawkettes to a 13-2 record and a number 4 ranking in Class 5A. She leads Class 5A and ranks 5th in the entire state with 41 blocks, and she ranks 2nd on her squad with 98 kills while hitting a team best 356 on the season. She is Reagan Hanfeld. Reagan, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. Before we look ahead to the rest of the year, I do want to recap on what has happened thus far, and we'll begin with last night's match at Waukee. That one obviously didn't go the way you guys wanted it to, as the Warriors swept the match in three sets. You know, but your team had just defeated Waukee at the Valley Tournament on Saturday. So what do you think was the difference last night?
I think that they're a very good team, and they adjusted really well to whatever we had working. And I think that their scouting report was really good.
Well, sophomore Malia Rogers led the way for Waukee. She had 18 kills, and she was pretty much unstoppable at times. You know, what do you think makes her so difficult to stop? Is it just her combination of size and athleticism? Because she can really get up, can't she?
Yeah, she's a very talented hitter, and it'll be exciting to see where she goes.
Well, your team opened the season on August 27th by winning three matches at the Ankeny Quadrangular. Your closest match there came against Ankeny Christian Academy by scores of 25-22 in both sets. I know you had fun playing against some of your club teammates in that match, but then you saw the Eagles again later that week at the Centennial Invitational, where you dropped a three-set match to ACA in the semifinals. Of course, that was your first loss of the season. What adjustments do you think that the Eagles made from that first match?
I'm trying to think about the difference from those two. I think that they are very good at placing shots, and they're very smart with the ball. Katie has a very good IQ of where to set, who to set. And Carly can definitely put it down at times. She had a really good game in that tournament. So, yeah.
Well, and Katie is so effective at hitting as well that, I mean, that as a setter, that makes her tough to stop, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you guys still had a good day at that tournament. You dominated then number four Cedar Falls during pool play, and then you outlasted defending state champion Waukee Northwest in the quarterfinals. You know, so I don't imagine you guys were too concerned about losing, you know, one match to the two-time defending state champs in Class 1A. Do you think you guys learned anything from that loss, though?
Yeah, I think we definitely learned that we can't come into a game thinking that we can win it without having to execute as well. But I think that we did a really good job fighting, and especially during Waukee, we had some really great ups.
Well, you guys certainly bounced back with an impressive week. Last week, you went over to Valley on Tuesday. You swept the Tigers in three sets in your conference opener. And then you went back to Valley on Saturday for the Marge White Classic, and you defeated all five of your opponents to win that tournament. For the first time since 2021, four of your wins over there came against top 10 opponents, and one of them was a three-set victory against number one Dowling Catholic. I'm sure it had to feel good to beat the Maroons since they had defeated your team twice last season. What do you think was the key to that victory?
I think that we really played together as a team. Everything was working and going in our favor, and I think that we were just being really aggressive and we weren't very tentative, and it was really fun.
Well, it appears that the conference race is going to be quite a battle this year. You guys have that win over Dowling on your resume, while the Maroons defeated Centennial at the Centennial Invitational. And of course, both your team and Centennial now own wins over Waukee Northwest. You know, it seems like there's a lot of parity there at the top of the conference. You know, even with the loss last night, do you feel like you guys can contend for the championship? And how important do you think it is to win it?
Yes, I think we can contend. This team is really special, especially because all of our... like, we're all really good friends, and I think that we all work really well together, and it would be really special for us to win that, and we're definitely capable of it.
Well, of course, last year, Northwest finished third in the conference, but they ended up winning the state title, you know, so they showed how critical it is to be playing your best ball at the end of the season. You know, and as great as winning the conference would be, you know, you guys really want to win that big trophy, don't you?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know, as a senior, what would that mean to you if you could accomplish that goal?
It would mean a lot. It'd be really cool considering just everything that we've been through the past 2 years and all the coaching changes and everything. With we obviously have Becky now, and she's been here for 2 years. She's doing great. And I just think that it would be really special and awesome.
Well, your team is incorporating some new setters this year, following the graduation of Lauren Dockendorf and Chloe Wiederin. Sophomore Grayson Anderson entered last night's match with 155 assists on the season, and junior Maya Steinkamp was right behind her with 154. How do you feel like those two girls are adapting to playing at this level?
I think they're doing great. They are taking feedback really well and really adjusting things, and they're definitely working hard.
Well, do you feel like this team is farther ahead at this point than it was a year ago, just because Coach Bethke, you know, has a year with the program under her belt now?
Yes. I think that we have seen a lot of things that we didn't really see last year, so that's exciting.
Well, Reagan, I know you're headed up to the Iowa State volleyball match tonight for the Cyhawk match. Of course, you're going up there for a recruiting event because you have committed to play for the Cyclones next year. You know, I bet you're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see that. It should be a really fun game.
Well, I know Iowa State is off to a 3-2 start. Do you feel like they have some good chances to win tonight?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's already been a good week for Iowa State. Of course, they won the football game on Saturday. Did you happen to watch that?
Yes, I did. I came home from Valley tournament and we turned it on, and it was super fun.
That's a pretty exciting finish.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Reagan, thanks a lot for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. All right, my next guest is in her second season as the Hawkettes head coach, and she has led the program to an overall mark of 37-17 thus far. Her team is on pace, though, to easily surpass the last year's record of 24-15. She is Liz Bethke. Liz, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, we have a lot of good things to talk about, but let's get last night's match out of the way. You know, I talked to you afterwards. Of course, let's just touch briefly on it today. You told me that your middle hitter, Carly Olson, was out of the lineup due to an injury, and I'm sure that had an impact on the match. But boy, the way Waukee was playing last night, I'm not sure there are too many teams in Class 5A that they could have beat them. They were pretty much on fire, weren't they?
Right. Definitely an extreme from Saturday. They were pretty air-ridden on Saturday, and they turned it around, and I think they came to play. They competed, and they didn't back down.
Now, since you guys had just played them on Saturday at the Valley Tournament, you know, how did that affect your approach to the match? You know, I'm assuming that Waukee must have made some adjustments. You know, so do you go into the match trying to figure out what adjustments they might make, or do you just kind of have to adjust on the fly?
Probably a little of both, but I think I was frustrated mostly because we had seen them. They were on the court next to us in the Centennial Tournament, and we watched them, you know, really driving hard and going against Centennial, and they end up pulling that one out. And so we knew what we saw Saturday wasn't necessarily the Waukee team that we were going to see. And I was concerned because we have a lineup change after we just had the best week early. And then, you know, we have to adjust some things. So playing there is not easy either. I don't think we got ourselves in the right mindset last night.
Yeah, they were fired up. They had a good crowd. I mean, they were just really into it, weren't they?
They were.
Well, I talked to Reagan about the great start your team has had. And I know you returned several varsity regulars from a year ago, so you obviously had a great nucleus to build around. But you did have to incorporate some new setters into your lineup. You know, are you surprised at all by how quickly this team has come together?
No, I mean, the nucleus is solid, and honestly, I think if we're being truthful, a lot of these kids pulled a lot of weight last year, and I'm not sure they were ready to lead, but people were looking to them to sort of take the reins, and the setters too, you know, they're young, and I think they feed off a lot of those older kids' energy, and they're helping them along. I do think we're progressing nicely with them, but it's just not quite there yet, and that's okay. We're only the third weekend.
Well, yeah, with your win over number one Dowling on Saturday, as well as victories over three other top 10 teams, you know, I'm sure you guys were poised to move up in the rankings this week with another win last night, perhaps even to the number one spot. But I'm guessing Ankeny Centennial will now move up to the number one spot. And you guys probably would have been 1-2 in either order had you won last night. But do you pay much attention to the rankings anyway?
I do. And I was taking the kids just the other day through it, because when I played, there were no classes. It was everybody. It was just a mix of all the teams and whoever was the best. So it didn't matter. Rankings didn't matter. And now they do, because I think that's how tournaments are set up. It's how our postseason gets set up. And I think I'm not too frustrated, other than I would just like to see those Eastern Iowa schools ranked appropriately. And I do think they want to incorporate as many teams around the state as they can, but I
sure
don't always feel like it's fair.
Yeah. Well, Waukee sort of showed last night how deep and strong your conference is, because, you know, they may not be considered one of the top two or three teams in the league, but
mm-hmm.
on that night they certainly were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, your team's first loss came to Ankeny Christian Academy at the Centennial Invitational, and the Eagles are ranked number one in Class 1A, as well as being the two-time defending state champs. So what does that say about the level of volleyball in Ankeny that all three teams have been so successful?
It's amazing. And you know, I used to live in this community back before I had my kids, and I've always been drawn to this area. Very sports-minded, a lot of support, and I was excited to be able to come back to that. And I mean, just this little pocket of volleyball, so talented and so fun to watch.
Well, your team will now head to the Carolyn Found Invitational on Saturday at Iowa City West, and I'm assuming you'll see some good teams over there. Will Iowa City Liberty be one of them?
Right, yes. And we have them in our pool again. It's structured a little differently because there's 11 teams, and that doesn't usually cut out to be great for pool play, but they're going to try to make it work. And I just enjoy getting to see, you know, the eastern side a little bit, and a different mix of teams, and always being stuck over here playing the same old teams, because we end up, like, Dowling's over there, we'll probably end up playing them as well.
Right. Well, yeah, Liberty was a team that forced you to three sets at the Valley mm-hmm. Tournament. Of course, that's the team that you also beat in last year's regional final. So you guys, you're pretty familiar with them, aren't you?
We are, yeah.
Well, when you look ahead to your upcoming schedule, you guys will host Centennial on September 26th. And I know the school is planning to recognize the 20th anniversary of Ankeny's first state championship volleyball team that night,
right.
as well as the other four championship teams over the years. You know, so that should be a really cool event. And of course, you coached at Urbandale for a long time before coming to Ankeny last year. So I know you had some really good battles against some of those teams, didn't you?
We did, yeah. I've been around a long time.
Will that bring back some memories for you to see some of those older kids?
Oh yeah. Like just Baker and I, we have as soon as something gets mentioned, we go right into the history of it all and, you know, what she did for the program, where she ended up, and where she's at now, currently. So it's pretty cool to have people, too, that can remember all those pieces.
Well, after the Centennial match, you guys will host Dally on October 1st before traveling to Waukee Northwest the following week. You know, those three matches will probably go a long way towards deciding that conference title, won't it?
Oh, yeah. And throw homecoming in there, too, so...
Well, I know you guys haven't played the Jaguars yet, but I'm sure you saw a little bit of them at that Centennial Invitational. What are your impressions of the Jaguars?
Oh, they're solid. I mean, they are every year as well, and it's always a fun battle. Things get pretty heated. I'm not sure that I knew it was a big deal, but until you actually experience it, and, you know, being a coach at an opposing school, it would be nice just to come watch that match, but everyone plays mostly on that night anyway,
right.
So no one gets to experience it unless you're, you know, on the teams or you're just a fan of volleyball, but... incredible night overall.
Well, I was talking to someone who knows volleyball pretty closely, and he was telling me that Waukee Northwest might have more future Division I talent on their team than anyone. And I know they're really young, so even though you've beaten them twice now, that might be a different team when you see them next month, don't you think?
Absolutely. Like, you just cannot go into any match. As far as I'm concerned, anyone can get hot, even if it's for a night. It just doesn't matter. You have to come to every match ready to play and compete because there's just no one you're going to roll.
Well, last year you guys obviously came on strong at the end of the year and you made it to state before dropping that hard-fought five-set match to Centennial in the quarterfinals. You know, what do you feel like are going to be the keys for this team to reach its potential at the end of the year?
I'll just continue to stay consistent with our peaks and valleys, and I think we made good strides. We took a few steps back last night, but I think overall we're going to regroup, and it's every single time we have a little bit of a setback, it's easier for us to regroup and reorganize and put that goal back in front of us and talk it through with some action steps.
Well, I guess dealt with a lot of injuries last year and you're already dealing with a little bit of that now. You want to get healthy and stay healthy, right?
Definitely. And I really think that we've put some pieces in there that are going to keep us healthier. It sure seems like we're taking care of our bodies the way we train. Things are just smoother right now, and especially since I've been here more than a year, so...
Well, it should be a fun season. I'm looking forward to the rest of it. Liz, thanks a lot for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, well, my next guest is the longtime head coach of the Ankeny Centennial volleyball team, and she has guided the Jaguars to a 10-2 record and a number 2 ranking in Class 5A. She is Jessica Reinhart. Jessica, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on an outstanding season thus far. Before we look ahead to the rest of the year, I want to recap what has happened thus far, and we'll begin with last night's match against Urbandale. Now, I was at the Ankeny match in Waukee, so I didn't see it, but you guys rolled to a sweep in three sets. You gave up a total of just 21 points overall, and you hit 447 in the match. Boy, you guys really dominated, didn't you?
It was a good night for us. We really took control of our side of things, executed really well, made limited errors, and played a great match.
Well, you guys have had more than your share of exciting matches this season. I was down in Indianola for the season opener on August 26th, and you guys were on the verge of being swept in that one in the third set, but you overcame two match points. You battled back to win that set, and then later scored the final 5 points of the match to overcome a 12-10 deficit in set 5. So I know that was only one match, but you know how important do you think it was for you to win that match and to set the tone for the rest of the season? Because if you had been swept, do you think that would have changed maybe how things have gone since then?
Potentially. I think it showed these girls what they're made of. Their backs are against the wall, and they fought hard to not let it happen. And that ironically happened again against Waukee Northwest on that Tuesday.
Right.
But we have shown that we're gritty, and when we have to score points and play clean ball, we're able to do it. So I think it says a lot about this team. They've been wild matches. Not quite what we were expecting with either
right.
one, but the outcome has always been in our favor. And they've been really fun in the way that we've won them.
Well, we'll talk about that Northwest match here in a minute. Of course, you guys suffered both of your losses at the Centennial Invitational on August 31st. You dropped a three-set match to Waukee during pool play, and then later lost to Dowling Catholic in the semifinals. But you also had some good wins that day. You really dominated, obviously, Liberty and Bettendorf during pool play, and then you knocked off then number one Pleasant Valley in the quarterfinals. So overall, it seemed like you felt like, you know, the team took a step forward that day, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a solid day. That tournament's always really tough. You have to play great every match to win. And I think we learned a lot about things that we need to work on, as well as pick up some really big, you know, wins. Liberty, mm-hmm. we had total control of that thing. And then that Pleasant Valley win for us was really solid volleyball on our end. So we were happy with the weekend, not satisfied, you know, with where we were at. But I think all in all, it was a positive weekend for us and lots of learning opportunity.
One of you guys didn't get a chance to play Ankeny Christian Academy in your tournament, but the Eagles went on to beat Dowling in the finals. Were you surprised that ACA was able to win your tournament?
Not surprised. They're solid. They're fundamentally sound. You know, they have a lot of returners. They played together a long time, and they showed up, and they played every match. And, you know, I was happy for them. I thought they did a really nice job. And I'm sure it was fun for them to come beat up on everybody. So, you know, I wouldn't say surprised.
Well, they're obviously fired up for that opportunity to play against the larger schools because they don't get to do that very often. But do you think, you know, if they played a full season in your conference, do you think they could compete with most of the teams?
I do. They showed that they could compete in that one day. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was just a fluke that on one day that they were very, very good.
Right.
I think they're a solid team.
Well, then last Tuesday, you guys opened conference play with a dramatic five-set win over Waukee Northwest, the defending Class 5A champs. And I didn't know if it would be possible for your team to top that Indianola win. But, you know, I think you certainly did. After you won those first two sets, Northwest battled back and won the next two. And then they took a 14-8 lead in set five. So, of course, that gave them six match points. But then somehow you guys reeled off eight consecutive points to pull it off. You know, I know you've had a lot of big wins in your career, you know, some thrilling ones. But where did that one rank on your list of, you know, improbable victories?
Yeah, that was high. The way in which we did it. Them having set point for so many points, and we talked about each point after it was over, how different it could have gone. A touch here, or, you know, D-Mill not serving eight consecutive balls in a row in bounds, or all the things that it took for us to pull that out. It was really, really, like, cool to see and be a part of. It was very stressful, but it was awesome. It's a core memory, I think, for all of us to experience that and live through it and come out with the W.
Now, did you guys do anything different or make any adjustments during that rally, or was it just simply a matter of, you know, taking it one point at a time and just never giving up?
It really was just locking into the moment. I think we were really frustrated with ourselves when we let our two-game lead slip. And it's like, we got to let that go and just be where our feet are for the next 15 points. And we kind of just locked in when we had to with our backs against the wall and played solid volleyball and did the things we needed to do.
Well, I know volleyball is a game of momentum, and it can change from one set to another, but boy, that match just shows how it can go from one side to the other and then back. And
it's wild, and you got to protect it as best as you can when you have it, and it's like if you set back at all or sit back at all, it feels like it can get away from you real quickly.
Well, then on Saturday, you guys traveled over to Iowa City High, and you won the Little Hawk Invitational for the fourth straight year. I looked it up myself because I think you guys tweeted out it was five, but I think it was four. So
we were guessing.
It was close. But anyway, you swept all four of your opponents, including Bettendorf again, and Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, the number five team in 4A. And you told me over the weekend that you were able to incorporate your middle hitters a little bit more in that tournament. So did you feel like it was important for you guys to kind of diversify your attack a little bit?
Yes. We know that as the season develops, we need to be firing on all cylinders. And it felt like at the Iowa City tournament, we get a little more wiggle room with some of the teams to be able to try some different things and force some balls to the middle to put them away. So it was nice to get away. It was nice to be able to incorporate our middles more. We know it needs to happen, you know, for us to be successful down the stretch. So we're just going to keep working on it and keep developing them. And they're doing a nice job.
Your team has now won six straight matches, and with number one Dowling's loss to Ankeny on Saturday at the Valley Tournament, it looks likely that you guys will take over the top spot in the new rankings that will come out this week. You know, Ankeny might have had an argument for that spot as well, you know, until last night when they were swept at Waukee. You know, so do you expect to be ranked number one this week, and is that something that you guys will talk about as a team?
Not really. I guess that's in the state's hands, and we don't worry about it too much. The only thing we can worry about is our next match or our next practice, and so we don't get too wrapped up in that. either way, good or bad. We know we want to be top eight in order to host, you know, to get to state. That's really our big focus, if there is one. But we'd rather just focus on the things that we can control.
I know you guys haven't played Ankeny yet, but I'm sure you saw them a little bit at the Centennial Invitational. And, of course, you'll be playing them at their gym on September 26th. You know, what are your impressions of the Hawkettes thus far?
I think they're great. We saw them this summer, and I said they're going to be tough. You know, they've got some really big hitters. They're strongly motivated when they play us in that match. You know, that's always a high-intensity, high-energy match. I think it will be a battle. But I think they've got the pieces to be great as well. So we're expecting a tough battle over at Ankeny.
Well, your team will now compete in the Metro Classic on Saturday at Southeast Pohoke, where you'll try to defend the title that you won there last year. Excuse me, you beat Indianola in the championship match there a year ago. So will the Indians be there again?
They will. So will Joaquin Ruiz. So two matches that we'll probably have to defend, you know, from our standpoint, but we'll see some good teams.
That'll be interesting. Well, then next Tuesday, you guys will play at Dowling, and that begins a four-match stretch in the conference where you'll also be playing at Ankeny, Waukee, and Valley. You know, that's just a brutal schedule. If you guys are going to win the conference, you're going to have to earn it, aren't you?
We are. This conference is crazy tough, but I've always said I love to be battle-tested. When we, you know, start that road to state, I want to play in every hard match that we can play in every hard environment and see where we're at. So it will be a tough stretch, but I think our team's up for the challenge, and we don't get to set our schedule in terms of the conference, so, you know, you play what's in front of you.
Well, I told you yesterday that I was going to the Ankeny-Waukee match because I thought that one might be a little more competitive than your match. How surprised were you that Ankeny got swept?
We were surprised a little bit, but we faced Waukee ourselves and lost to Waukee.
Right.
And, you know, that's a match we'd like back, but they're good. They have an outside hitter that can hit over a block, so that's tough to defend. And they play with a lot of fire and fight, and, you know, I heard last night they were pursuing every ball, and that doesn't surprise me. They're out to prove themselves, and I think they're a great team. So I think in this conference, you just got to be prepared and play your best ball every time you step on the court.
Well, it should be a fun rest of the season. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, thanks for coming today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my final guest tonight is a senior outside hitter for the Jaguars. She leads the team with 95 kills and 20 aces, and she ranks second on the squad with 95 digs. She is committed to play next year for Wayne State College in Nebraska. She is Delaney Miller. D-Mill, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Well, congratulations on the win over Urbandale last night. You know, was that a fun match since you guys were able to play with so many different players?
I think that it was needed just to kind of put together our game a little bit and focus on what we wanted to work on our side of the net. It is good to get another conference game under our belt and just keep gaining that confidence as we go throughout the season.
Well, I know you recorded your 100th career ace during the win over Waukee Northwest a week ago, and I was told that you need just one more ace now to become the school's all-time leader in career aces. You didn't get it last night, but I'm guessing you will sometime during Saturday's Metro Classic at Southeast Pohoke. How do you think that will feel to break the school record?
I think it'll feel awesome. I mean, overall, like, it's just another ace under my belt. I'm trying not to think too much about it and just play my game, and hopefully it happens. But yeah, I'm excited. I think that's a big record to break, especially because Jaylee's the last one who had it, and she's a player that I look up to immensely. So that'd be amazing for me to do.
Yeah, that's some pretty good company to be with, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think has allowed you to rack up so many aces in your career? Do you think it's the pace that you put on the ball, you know, the placement, or a combination of those two things?
I really think it's just the reps that I've taken. I think this year I'm a much more confident server than I was last year. I came into the season having a decent amount of aces under my belt already, but I think it's really just the mindset that I have going into it. Every time I go up to serve, I just say pop and drop, and I focus on just the fundamentals of serving, and I think that makes it really successful for me because I just focus on doing the same thing every time.
Well, you guys have certainly had some thrilling wins this year, and none of them was more thrilling than the one over Northwest. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't there that night, but I believe you served out, you know, those final 7 or 8 points, mm-hmm. you know, after you guys forced that side out to keep the match going. Was that the craziest finish to a volleyball match that you've ever been a part of?
Oh my gosh, definitely. It was wild. I think no one really thought that we would be capable of doing it, but just going back, I was frustrated enough with how we were playing, I guess, and had enough hope that we could pull it off, but I knew I just wanted to end that match on a better note than what we were going for.
Well, I know you had at least one ace, you know, in that run at the end, and obviously you guys couldn't afford to have a serving error in that situation, so I would think maybe you'd play it safe and just get the ball over the net, but you must have been a little more aggressive, huh?
Yeah, I think it kind of just is that mindset again, trusting myself and just going after it because I knew what I had to do, and instead of thinking I can't miss this serve, I was just thinking that I need to get these over and in, and like I said, I pop and drop and focus on those fundamentals, and it just comes, and I believe in myself as I go through the motions.
Well, I know Northwest lost some of the standouts from the team that beat you in the semifinals last year and went on to win state, but I'm sure you guys, you know, still wanted to get some revenge. Was that some pretty big motivation for that match?
Yeah, I think so, but we also knew that it was a completely different team, and I think we just went out there hoping to play our best ball, and I think it was definitely a little bit of motivation, just getting a little bit of revenge from last year, but like I said, ultimately, we knew that it was a different team, and we just had to go out there and play for each other and keep trying to better our ball.
Well, yeah, it sounds like Northwest has some really good young players on their team this year, and you're obviously going to see them again, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think every time that we play them, it'll be a battle.
Well, you guys are off to a great start. Your team came into the season with just four returning varsity regulars, so you definitely had some holes to fill. What did you think were the biggest question marks coming into the season?
I think we always return a solid group of girls, and I think that this year it was just going to be experience and who was going to lead our team to kind of start to gel and have that confidence to just go out and ball out with each other and trust each other on the court. I think I knew that we had the talent there, so it was just how am I going to lead this group so that they have confidence in each other and in themselves to get where we want to go by the end of the season.
What do you think that went over Indianola? You answered a lot of those questions because you had so many different players step up that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Indianola match, I think that first game, there's always some things that we need to clean up a little bit, but we definitely saw glimpses of who could step up when we needed them to, and I think when we put all those pieces together, like, it gives us a lot of hope for where we're going to end up.
Well, Tatum certainly stepped up that night. I remember that point where she just threw her hands up and got the ball back over the net for, I think it was the next to last point. Mm-hmm. But that was
fun.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Well, of course, you guys had to replace center Cambria Lazier from a year ago, but it seems like it's been a pretty smooth transition to Megan Cheeseman and Tatum. Mm-hmm. Do you think they've done a good job of taking over that role?
Oh, definitely. And I think they were preparing themselves in their club season, off season, and they knew that they were going to have to step up in the role and just kind of fight for it. And I think that they mentally prepared for it, and all of us kind of knew that they were going to have to step up too. So it was a smooth transition just because we were ready for it.
Well, I talked to the coach about your team's two losses to Waukee and Dowling at the Centennial Tournament. But of course, you'll see both of those teams again here soon. Do you think you guys learned some things in those two matches that will help prepare you for those rematches?
Definitely. I think we have the talent, and it was just continuing to better our ball, and those matches definitely showed us what we need to do, and I think just cleaning up our side and just being smarter on the court with where we're placing things and going out with more energy, I think we'll have a really, really great chance of getting revenge for those games too.
Well, it appears that the conference race is going to be quite a battle this year. You know, it seems like there's a lot of parity at the top of the conference. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you guys, can contend for that championship, and how important do you think it is for you guys to win it?
Yeah, we definitely have the talent to do it. I think we definitely need to continue playing more consistent ball to get there. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a fight every single game. Like, all of our conference games are going to be, they're going to be battles. So I think just really being mentally tough going into those games and knowing that we can do it and having the confidence in each other is going to get us where we want to go.
And those matches will certainly prepare you for the postseason. Of course, last year Northwest finished third in the conference, but they ended up winning the state title. You know, so they showed how critical it is to be playing your best ball at the end of the year. You know, and as great as winning the conference would be, you guys really want that big trophy, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal. And I think we keep comparing how we're playing to kind of how Texas played last year. And they didn't play their best ball at the beginning of the season, and not saying that we're not, but they just kept climbing, and they really won those big matches when they needed to. So we know that no matter what happens in the conference, what happens leading up to that big game, like, we're just going to keep trying to clean up our ball and play with confidence and play every game like it's our last.
Well, Coach knows what it's like to win a state title. She's got a few of them under her belt. But, as a senior, what would that mean to you if you guys could accomplish that goal?
It would be awesome. I mean, me and Jaden, we've had varsity experience for the last 4 years, and I think This has been the goal for the last 4 years. So just reaching that on our last possible year to do it would be so rewarding.
Well, I know you're headed up to the out-of-state volleyball match tonight against Iowa. You know, who are you going to be rooting for?
I'm a big Iowa State fan. My uncle played football there, so I'm excited to them.
Well, do you think you can learn some things from, you know, watching a match of that caliber?
Yeah, I love watching college volleyball. I think especially watching my position, like, you can see what shots they're hitting and what you can also see, like, the positive talk that they're talking to themselves too, which we learned a lot about that, like, from the Olympics, and that's been a big thing in our gym is just how we talk to ourselves and how we mentally prepare for those matches. But yeah, those are such fun games to watch, and I love this time of year just because there's endless matches on TV that you can go and watch. So yeah.
I mentioned that you've committed to play for Wayne State. You know, how are they doing thus far this season? Will you have a chance to get over there to catch any matches?
I hope so. They're ranked number 2 in Division 2 right now, so they're a really competitive program, and they always finish top 10 at least. So I'm excited to just cheer them on this season and know who I'm cheering for, and hopefully I can get down there for some matches with some other recruits, and just, I'm excited to see where they go this season.
I'm sure you've looked at their roster to see, you know, which of their players will be going after this season and which ones will be coming back. Do you think you'll have a chance to step in next year and contribute right away?
Yeah, I hope so. But I think ultimate goal is just blend with the team and just see where I fit in culture-wise and just work my tail off to see if I can get some playing time. But even if I don't, I'm going to keep working for it. And hopefully, like, even if it's not year one, then it might be year 2 or year 3 or even year 4. So no matter what happens, I'm just going to keep working hard for that spot, and hopefully it happens.
Well, you got some things you still want to accomplish here first, so it should be a fun rest of the season. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, thanks a lot for coming today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We have the Coldwell Banker Realtor Rhonda Dix, along with Ankeny Volleyball Coach Liz Befke, and senior middle hitter, Reagan Hanfeld. And then from Ankeny Centennial, we have Coach Jessica Reinhardt and senior outside hitter Delaney Miller. Appreciate the time from all those folks today. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.